What up, what up? Look at you over there jamming. Look at you.
You know, I keep telling you I be wanting to rap on the song. Like, oh my God. And I got a title for it. Are you ready for it?
Go ahead.
Ass conversation. Yes!
Oh my God. You are a nut, and I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. What up, folks? Welcome to ATL Dream Podcast, episode 8 of season 2. After a week hiatus, we are back talking a little Atlanta Dream and a lot to talk about. We're about to come upon the Olympic break. But first, I have to introduce my lovely co-host, Shakiri Thomas from Chicks Into Sports, the lovely, the amazing. What is up, Kiri? What's up, girl?
Hello, hello, sports fans. How are ya?
How are you feeling today? You know, Sunday, it looks like it's a little, let me see what it's like outside. It looks like it's a little overcast where I'm at. How's it looking where you're at?
But I'm looking forward to today because, you know, we'll be at the Dream Game.
Yes, yes. It is a game day. It is a game day. Today is the last game before the Olympic break. I believe they have, what, 3 or 4 weeks off for the Olympics?
They won't see us until August. So.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good little break. I'm not quite sure like what they do like during the break. I mean, I don't know how much time is sent for R&R and practice. I don't know. Maybe that's a question we can ask Coach after the game. But
and you will be there tonight, right? You're going to be there?
I will be there. I will be there. And it looks like the crew will be there. Some of our journalism buddies will be there. And hopefully we can talk about a Dream victory today. And because they need one, they need to get one in the under their belt. But yeah, so this is going to be kind of a rapid fire episode since we have things to do before the game today. And the game is at 5 o'clock, right?
That's correct. Tip off's at 5 o'clock.
They will be taking on the Indiana Fever.
Yeah.
Indiana Fever. So. Should be a good game, but just a quick update for you guys to follow the Dream. Make sure you subscribe to the ATL Dream Podcast, the only podcast in the universe that talks solely about the Atlanta Dream. Quick standings update, like we always do. The Dream are 6-12. They're on a little bit of a slide, 3-game slide. They are the 11th team. However, it's not all that bad because... And looking at me being optimistic. They're only 2 games out of the final playoff spot. So that's one way to look at it, right?
That's correct.
Shout out to our guy Spencer for checking us out. Does a great job. He says they get back to practicing around July 26th before returning to the schedule. Thanks for checking that out. Thanks for supporting the show, Spence. Does a great job covering the gym. Make sure you guys follow him. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Kiri. Let's get in this elephant in the room. We got to get into it. We had some tea this week. I want to know your opinions. There was a little team scuffle, a little team beef that went on this week. A little bit of infighting. And we've all read the article. We've all read about what happened. My thing is this, and I want to pose this question to you, like, where do they go from here? Like, where do we go from, like, the internal beef? Is it a situation where, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, the losing gets to each other and just, you know, the fussing and fighting? What's your take on the beef that happened this week?
You know, it to be honest with you, it just came out of left field. You know, it was a total surprise to me when I saw it. I was like, wait a minute. What the heck is happening on the bench? Or at first it was the locker room. Then it was the bench. So I'm just like, you know, this whole season has been tough for the Dream. I think emotions are high. I feel that chemistry has been an issue from the beginning. And it's not always because, you know, they didn't get along. The team is new. It's so many new pieces that need to fit into this puzzle. So, I was very pleasantly surprised to see all of this drama happening on and off the court, to say the least.
Yeah, and my thing is this: it gets exacerbated when you're not winning ball games, right? And so I think that whatever friction is between, you know, the two players that had the beef, you know, it doesn't help when you're not winning games, you know. And we talked a little bit about this before the show started, but you know, this happens all the time in sports, but it very rarely happens to spills over into like a game time environment. A lot of that stuff gets handled in the locker room. I mean, we've seen a lot of times the football players, they fight, you know what I'm saying? Basketball players, you know, Shaq and Kobe, they went fist to cuffs in practice. But when the game time shows, it's just like, hey, we got to do what we got to do, you know?
So,
I mean, that's just kind of how, that's kind of the nature of the beef. And with women's sports, it's kind of the same sometimes, you know, sometimes folks beef and, you know, that's kind of what it is. Do you think that there will be some roster movements as a result of this fallout?
To be honest with you, I feel like there will be a roster shakeup. I think at this time, it's just, you know, it just can't happen. You know, this can't happen, you know, whatever happened. Because, again, there is Kennedy's side, there's Courtney's side, and there's the truth. So we don't know exactly how it happened, why it happened, when it happened, but we do know something happened. And I believe there will be a roster shakeup. She's suspended, what, indefinitely?
Indefinitely. They was like, just go away and we'll let you know when you can come back. Like,
right.
That was like some stuff your parents used to tell you back in the day. Like, just go to your room and I'll let you out when I'm ready, you know?
No. But you know what? I will focus upon the positive because Renee Montgomery, she did put out a post talking about building a winning culture means holding ourselves accountable as a team. As we grow through this situation, we will work towards helping our players in all aspects. No need to panic. It's a part of the grind. And then you also had my fave, E. Will, come out and say, you know, if you guys don't know, you know, exactly what happened. I'm paraphrasing. But she kept it positive. She kept it positive. So I'm definitely going to keep it positive, keep it cute and positive for my Atlanta Dream team.
Yeah. You know, and I like the statement that Renee put out too. I mean, because right now they don't even have a general manager. So there's so many things in flux, right? Like, you know, coach is the interim coach. They don't have a GM. I think there will be a roster shakeup. I'm not sure if it'll happen like during the season or maybe off season, but I mean, there's a lot of contract situations that we can get into, but for the time being, I think they're going to try to just make do with what they have and, you know, just keep pushing forward, right? That's all you can do, you know?
That's true. But you know what? I had a question for you. As far as coach is concerned, do you think there will be a coach shakeup? Do you think he will just give up in the next couple of weeks? Like, I'm done.
I don't think Coach Mike is going anywhere. I think he's going to finish out the season. I think that he knows that it's a short-term thing. He said from day one, like, look, man, I ain't finna take this job full-time, you know? And kudos to him for knowing that he didn't want to take the job full-time. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to finish out this year. And I think he'll do, you know, he'll do his best. I like Coach Peterson. I've grown to like him a lot more, seeing how he handles these things, adversity. He just has an era of just like, hey, man, you know, we're going to do our best and, you know, we're going to let chips fall where they may. Like, I'm really becoming a fan of Coach Peterson. But, yeah, he's only going to be here for the year.
Thank you for confirming for me.
Yeah. So as far as the schedule is concerned, we mentioned earlier that the Dream on a 3-game slid, Seattle, Connecticut, Las Vegas. Three of the toughest teams in the league to play against. And not saying that, you know, you shouldn't have beat these three teams, but there are three teams that are better than you. So it would have been nice to maybe get one of them. But, I mean, you're playing some good teams. And I saw a stat on Twitter today about just the absence of playing without Tiffany Hayes. And I think that without Tiffany Hayes in the lineup, and like at full strength, I think that the Dream are like maybe like 4-1. And without her, it's like not good. Like, it's not good, you know? So, I mean, this team it needs all of their players to play at a cohesive unit. The loss of Tiffany Hayes was huge. But, I mean, no crying over spilled milk. Folks just got to step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a team that is as good as its collective parts. But they got to play together if they want to win these ball games. You know, we don't have an Asia Wilson. We don't have a Sue Bird. So, you know, we got to play together. What are your thoughts on the three-game slid?
I just, looking at defense, it has been an issue this whole entire season. We need to do better with defense. Looking at defense, you got to win games playing good defense. And that's kind of what's missing here. And, yeah, we got to be better.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at the old team that, you know, had that run in the playoffs under Coach Nicky, the thing that made them so well were the fact that they were good defensively. They weren't like an offensive juggernaut. I mean, but you had Tiffany Hayes, you had, you know, who's the girl who's in L.A. now? You had just a team of defensive dogs, you know, and they don't have that right now. They need to get back to that defensive, you know, dog mentality.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, again, like we mentioned earlier, yes, they are 11th out of 12. But in the NBA, you only need to get to that eighth spot to have a spot to get up in that playoffs. The playoffs are still very much attainable. If they win today, I think there'll be, what, two games out of the final playoff spot, which, you know, there's still a lot of basketball to be played. But, you know, you got to come together. You got to play, you know, as a team, if you want to get this dub, you know. So I think today will be a great opportunity. Today they are playing the Indiana Fever, which is the only team that has a worse record than Atlanta. But by no means, you know, the record doesn't really mean anything. If you don't come to play, you're going to get your butt whooped, you know. What are some things they need to do to get this dub before the break?
Oh, my gosh. E, we got to get it together. I mean – I guess Coach must have heard our show because we've been seeing Shekinah Strickland on the court these last couple of games. But I definitely want to see, again, I'm going back to defense. I got to see good defense. This has been a really, really, really tough time watching my favorite team. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, and I mean, it. You have to hang your hat on defense because even if your offense is just subpar, if you got a good defense, that'll spur on, you know, your defense a little bit, and it'll you know, get things going a little bit. But I thought the last game against Connecticut, I thought they played okay. It was just at the end of the day, like, they just had that front court that they have is just, like, it's so hard to stop with Jonquel Jones, you know, the Bonner girl, and, I mean, the other Jones girl. It was just, like, they just wreaked havoc. There wasn't nothing. We had no answer for them.
Yeah, nothing. And didn't they win the Commissioner's Cup with that game? They won the Commissioner's Cup, right?
You got to take your hat off to them, man. They're just, I mean, we don't, they don't, the Dream don't have that. You know, we don't have a Bonner or a Jones and that front court did all the work. You look at the scoring sheet, like, they did some work.
Oh, yeah. They did. They came to play, and that's exactly what happened. But you know what? It'll be interesting to see today how the chemistry is there. It'll be very interesting because we haven't seen them in my person in a while. So I would definitely be watching the bench. I'll definitely be watching the court and just seeing what is going on with our team. You know, is it really truly the chemistry?
Yeah, and obviously it is. I mean, they're sitting there fighting on the bench.
Hey, I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm trying to find.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, it's not like a, you know, a far-fetched assessment. Like, you're absolutely correct on what it is. And the one thing that they need, we've said this from day one, is that they need to work on that chemistry playing together. And, you know, Coach made a shakeup to the starting lineup, you know, putting Bradford in there as far in the starting front court. So, you know, going with a front court of Bradford, Parker, and E. Will. And I like it. You know, we've been seeing Strickland a lot more. And I like the rotations. I like the rotations. I like the group of girls that he has out there. I think that they're talented. But when you make a change like that, it's going to take time for that to work, you know, because they got to get used to each other and their style and everything. But I really like, you know, seeing Bradford in the starting lineup, I think she brings a lot of energy. She's a hoper, man. Like, she's a hoper. Like, last game, she had 12 points, you know. So, hopefully she'll have another good game today. But I think that having her at the three gives her, the Dream a lot more size as opposed to having Courtney there, you know. So, we'll see. Let me ask you this. Do you have any bold predictions? Now, bold prediction is anything like, you know, okay, Dream is going to win by 15 today, or someone's going to drop 20, someone's going to drop 30. Give me a bold prediction for today.
My bold prediction is, and it may not be so bold, but I believe the Dream will win by 5 points, period.
That's not bold. That's like, mild.
I know.
That was a, if that was a chicken wing, it wouldn't even be hot. It'd be like mild. That would be like, give me something spicy. Give me like say like 10 or 15, double digits.
30 points.
That's bold.
But no. I think they will. I know they'll win today. I have a feeling that they got home court advantage. We're going to come out and support our team, even though it's looking very gloomy out. And you know how us folks get when it starts raining. We ain't coming out that. But hopefully, like I said, we'll have home court advantage. The fans will be there. We'll be there, and we'll come home with the win.
All right, my bold prediction is twofold.
What
Dream
is it?
Gonna win by at least 10.
Okay.
And Courtney's gonna go for at least 25.
Oh shoot! What?
There it is. It's bold. It's gotta be bold. You know what I'm saying?
And bold it
gotta
is.
Be bold.
Bold it is. But can I say this one thing? I did have a chance to see Courtney Williams in person. And when I tell you, I thought she was my height. She's tall.
Yeah.
Courtney is tall. I did not know. I was looking at Jamila like, oh my gosh, this girl is tall. I was like, hi, Courtney. And it's so odd to see them in person now because we hadn't seen them in how long? Mm-hmm. Over a year, right?
Yeah, it's been a while because, you know, we don't have that access, like, you know, in the locker room, and it's all further apart. And it's crazy because you see them, you see her, and she's up against, like, you know, E. Will, who's like 6'3", you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else is, like, tall, you know?
Right. And I was like, oh, she's so little. She's short. She's short. It's like me, and I'm looking up to her. And I was like, oh, let me introduce you to myself. I'm Yukari, she's in the sports. And, yes, we cover you guys. But, no, I just had to throw that in there. I was very impressed at Courtney Williams' height because I did not know she was that tall.
Yes. So we're both predicting a Dream win today to get them closer into that A spot. They just need to try to get to 500 after this break. I think it's attainable, but, you know, they got to come together. I did want to ask you about one thing, and I didn't put this in the rundown. I know you were there to cover Renee's Renee's run. I want to talk about that and like kind of briefly and talk about your experience with that and how would that look like and how that was, man. Because I saw you over there hanging with Renee and tipping all them, and it looked like a good time.
Again, I should have waited to tell you this. My bad for jumping ship so quickly. But no, it was wonderful. Shout out to Tiffany. Shout out to Renee Montgomery. Tiffany. Oh my goodness, she owns a gym. Where it's Renee's run is happening at Tiffany's gym. It's in College Park, close to the arena. It happens, I believe, Monday and Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll go back and repost and retreat when the actual Renee's run happened. But it's every week. Every week will be a celebrity that will come through and you know, just support. It is really amazing. Renee Montgomery, Tiffany Haynes are doing big things in the A. Amazing time. And again, Courtney Williams, tall. She is tall. I didn't know. But yeah, we do have to chat after the show, you know? So I will tell you more details after the show.
That is awesome. But I mean, I didn't want the show to go without you talking about that because I know I saw, you know, some of the videos and I saw some of the highlights that Renee posted. It just looked like an awesome time for women to get out there and ball, you know, to have fun and, you know, to show their skills, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they don't have that space And for them to create that, I thought it was just amazing. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was great for them doing that. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to, you know, cover that and make notice of that going forward. So,
Absolutely.
Yep. So we are making this an abbreviated pod today, but don't forget to check out the ATL Dream Podcast, wherever you can get your podcast, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever. Go ahead and check out the pod there if you missed us live. And I think we can go into our parting shots. So, Kiri, I'll let you jump it off.
You know what? Usually we do the unsung hero, but because we didn't do the unsung hero, I'm just going to go out there and quote Maria Taylor's tweet today, or a couple of days ago. She tweeted, "When the dark times, I'm always remembered that I'm in this position to open doors and light the path that others walk down. I've taken some punches, but that just means I'm still in the fight. Remember to lift as you climb and always keep rising." Now, I always say that because Maria Taylor is an African-American sportscaster. She's like a lot of us Black girls out here trying to make our way in the world. And for her to say that, you know, what happened to her this week and make it something positive, I'm all for it. Maria Taylor, amazing. Keep going. Keep rising.
The sky is the limit for Miss Taylor. She is remarkable for what she does, and kudos to all those women of color in those spaces, working in a place that may not be comfortable, but still getting the job done and getting it done at an elite level. So salute to her. I'm gonna stay in that same vein with my final shot. I got to give my shout out to Paige Bueckers. Last night at the ESPYs, she won, I think, female athlete for her time playing ball. And her whole speech was dedicated to Black women. And you don't see that often, where a white woman wins an award at the ESPYs and talks about a need to support Black women. Like, that was like, yes, you did that. Like, this is your platform. This is your space. And salute to her, man. You know, I reposted on my Facebook page. I'll probably post it on some of my other social media. But just salute to her, because she didn't have to do that. You know, she could have came up there, thanked the teammates and thanked, you know, whoever. She didn't have to do that, but she did. And, you know, that is very much appreciated by me, a Black man who's married to a Black woman and is raising a Black woman. So I'm very much appreciative of her taking that time to do what she did, because she didn't have to do it, you know?
Okay, and we all appreciate her. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune into the Atlanta Dream game tonight. Kiri and I will be in the building along with several rowdy Atlanta Dream fans. Come out, support the team. And last game before the Olympic break. And I think that's it. Anything else, Kiri, before we take off?
I will say this. My husband told me to get a couple of sandwiches, you know, for him, the pulled pork sandwiches that they have at the arena. So don't judge me if you see me with about 4 or 5 sandwiches, okay?
Hey, this would have been the perfect game for me to barbecue and bring the burgers and stuff.
Still waiting, E.
It's going to happen before the season is over. I promise you. We're going to do burgers and dogs. I'm bringing burgers and dogs in there. And we're going to have us a good time on Media Row.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for checking out the ATL Pod. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and all those other spaces. We'll see you when we see you. Good luck to the Dream today. And peace and love, folks.